Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. A theater classic is on stage at the Huntington Theater Company right now, A Doll's House, the 19th century play from Copenhagen. But this production casts a harsh light on relationships, examining just how difficult it can be to be honest with another person, even if you love them. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with it, A Doll's House focuses on a couple, Nora and Torvald, and their anxieties combined with money, lust, and ambition that drive them to discord and ultimately an ending that might have you questioning your own partnership. Joining us to talk more about the play is director Milja Bensusan. She's also the chair of the Performing Arts Department at Emerson College. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you. So, I mean, this play is more than a century old.
Yeah.
Why bring the classic back now?
Well, I think these plays that have lasted, like great books in general, do have, it can shed light for us on situations. I think what's key is how the production can enliven a text for us. That's what's lovely about theater, right, is that there's a community presenting it to you and, in a sense, translating it for this contemporary moment. Mm.
So before we talk about how that contemporary translation takes place on the Huntington stage, again, for those folks who aren't familiar with A Doll's House, can just give us the broad plot here. It has to do with Nora and Torvald. And, you know, we see them at the beginning of the play being very happily married. What happens to them?
Well, I think they are very happily married. But what Ibsen is exploring is how much we all create personas for our relationships to work. And so it's not that they seem to be happily married. I think they really are happily married. But they each have fantasies about the other and how the other will behave and how the other person, what the nature of the other person is. And that sense of how you can reveal your genuine self, the darkness within yourself to another and still have them love you. It's part of Ibsen's quest in this.
Mm. Well, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Ibsen because I did not.
Oh,
it's a classic
I hadn't
play.
Noticed.
No,
yes.
No, I'm very glad that you did. Henrik Ibsen wrote it and it debuted in 1879,
right,
we should say. But we have a little clip here from the Huntington's production, and you'll hear the actors playing Nora and Torvald. This is from early in A Doll's House, and they're talking about how they're going to spend their Christmas or their Christmas plans.
But Torvald, this year we really must go a little mad, mustn't we? The first Christmas, we don't need to be careful.
But we can't be careless.
Yes, Torvald, we can just a little. Who's getting a large salary? Who's going to earn pots and pots of money?
Me, from the beginning of the new year, then 3 long, cold, hard months before the large salary arrives.
Ted, we can borrow a little if we need to.
Nora!
Oh, that's a great clip.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a very typical marriage.
Doesn't it?
Love and a little bit of bickering, though.
Right, but there's also concerns about how you manage money and how you manage yourself in society, these are big themes for Ibsen. Ibsen's talking about how you need to be your own true moral self and not follow the morality of your neighbors simply because it's what society wants from you. Hmm. He's arguing for a kind of individual anarchist. He's arguing for this ability to say, I can leave my old faith for a new idea, even if I don't know what the new idea is. And that, to me, is part of what makes the play so exciting and relevant for us at this moment, when we have always in, you know, we have the pressures of a society wanting us to compromise in certain ways. Uh-huh. And when do we make the choice, either in a marriage, in a relationship, whatever or our orientation may be, to be our genuine self at the cost of maybe disapproval of a partner or a society.
Right.
And
now,
I'm not addressing the clip enough.
That's all right. No, but it's interesting because I'm wondering in you know the 1870s Ibsen first wrote the play, that call to, you know, try to take the risk to explore your true self. Was he telling that to men or women?
So he really is saying it in all his plays to both genders. But he does say, with Doll's House and with Hedda Gabler, but, you know, sticking to Doll's House, it's that it's particularly hard for a woman because the laws are written by men. So he is stressing that all individuals need to do this. Peer Gynt and other plays of his, talk of Enemy of the People, have a male protagonist who confronts some of these same issues. But what's extraordinary about what he does with Nora is that he gives her all these desires, ambitions, and insights, and then places her in the context of what is surprisingly, but only true in 1879, a very male society. sorry.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. But he is pointing out that it is particularly hard for a woman to play by a man's rules. And the question, the clip that you showed also, that you played, also has that it brings in capitalism, the issues around money and a petty bourgeoisie aspiration, which is very much part of the play. Because if you want to achieve a certain economic, socioeconomic standing, you have to make certain compromises.
Right.
And he there are no villains in this. I mean, one of the things with this play is typically is we view the husband as the bad guy and the woman as the hero. That's a very 20th century read. And also, I think, very unfair to Torvald, who is trying very hard and playing by society's rules.
Right.
The fact that it upturns his marriage, unbeknownst to him, at the end he's the one who's pleading for the marriage and saying, I can change.
Well, so let me ask you, because Ibsen, I presume, wrote the original in Danish?
Or in Norwegian.
In Norwegian.
But Norwegian and Danish were very similar, especially at that time.
But the Huntington's adaptation for the current production was written by or translated by a British playwright, Bryony Lavery?
Lavery, yes.
And it's one of the few translations of A Doll's House
by a woman. I know, isn't that?
Do you think that changes?
I do. Bryony is an extraordinary playwright in her own right. This is the American premiere of her adaptation, or the American professional premiere of her adaptation. And one of the things she does is she really strips the language down to its emotional core and gets rid of the frou-frou around the play, which the production does as well. It's trying to say, how is this play an emotional event as opposed to a political tract? And how do you give each character weight? And I think her language really helps with that. She and I worked together on this version to Americanize it further. She's a British playwright, as I may have mentioned, and so there were some Englishisms in it. And we've really matched the language in the play to this cast. This is an extraordinary, young, contemporary, very exciting group of actors from Boston and New York who've really band it together.
Yeah. So we started by you saying that there's always, every time a play is staged, and especially one like this, there's the context of the time and the era, the city, of course, and the dialogue that's formed between performers and audience.
Yes, that's beautifully said.
I wonder, now we're in 2017, and you were talking about 20th century views of who's supposed to be the hero and not hero in A Doll's House, but we're kind of in the 21st century, I guess.
Right, and I meant intentionally 20th century, because I think that's when the views were formed.
Yeah.
Not in the 21st century.
So are we wrong? I mean, I think it was the United Nations, UNESCO, on one of its World Heritage projects, the Memory of the World Register, actually calls Nora a symbol throughout the world for women fighting for liberation and equality. Do you think that is also now a dated view of this play?
No, I think that stays true. What's sad is that we can't say that's true and it's a humanist play. Why can't we say both things? Why can't we say it's Nora fighting, but Torvald's not a bad guy? Do you see what I mean?
I do.
And that's what's been interesting. Even in some of the advance press we did for this, at some point Andrea, the extraordinary actress playing Nora, said to a journalist that it was not only a feminist play, but also a play about human freedom. And the headline ended up being not a feminist play, which I think is really, it's an interesting tension. Do you see what
I see.
So it's
that
both.
We
it's
popularly conceive that we can't have both.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm not prioritizing one over the other. There is no question the protagonist in this is Nora. But when George Bernard Shaw first wrote a review of this, contemporary of Ibsen's, he talks about the kind protagonist who is Torvald. Yeah. And how the world turns upside down on him. Shaw loved the play, but his point was the man's impacted by the story as well. And so the argument of this production is not that Nora is not this incredibly powerful person, but that every character in this play, Krogstad, Christine, all the people who populate this play, and Dr. Rank is the other, the sort of the fifth leading character here are all struggling with these same issues mm-hmm. of where is my morality sit in response to what society is telling me I must be? Where does my sexuality live? How do I be intimate with other people while still following the rules? He's pointing out, I think, Ibsen sees himself in all these characters and is pointing out these challenges of how to be your genuine self while achieving something in a very stratified society.
Yeah. Well, we have just a couple seconds here left to go. Just remind me, how scandalous was A Doll's House when it was first produced?
It was incredibly scandalous, okay. Right? And divorce rates peaked when Doll's House premiered. And when it was in Germany, they made Ibsen change the ending or they wouldn't produce it.
Well, for those of people who don't know, we're not going to tell them what the
That's
ending
right.
is because we want
no
them to
spoiler.
Go to Huntington.
Yeah, no spoilers.
Well, Melia Bensusan is the director of A Doll's House and chair of the Performing Arts Department at Emerson College. The play is on stage at the Huntington Theater Company now through February 5th. We've got a lot of information about that at our website, radioboston.org. Melia Bensusan, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you. It's been such a pleasure.
That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.